Rabbi Larry Wax, who's on YU Torah, gave a shiur on the same topic and put together source sheets on there. But those are there. Okay, so just, I guess, the quick basis of where the idea for the shiur came from is, as far as, I guess, my experience has been, is that people kind of skip over Matanos Lev Yonim. Like, you know it's one of the four mems, and we do it, but even last year, like, okay, like, rushing to deliver Mishloach Manos and have the Suda, I'm like, oh, let me quickly log on to Yad Eliezer before the time is up and give my $10 and be done. And that's not really how we should be approaching Matanos Lev Yonim. And even when I looked on YU Torah to find some sources, because it was exceptionally difficult to find anyone who talks about Matanos Lev Yonim, or especially Matanos Lev Yonim Simcha. And that's, I think, a little bit sad, and we'll see why. If no other reason than that of there are four mitzvot superim, and even if we're going to say that Matanos Lev Yonim is one of the most important, but even if you don't say that, it still should be given at least equal weight, not just something else you do on Purim. So our first source is just the pasuk that tells us our four mems. Someone want to read it?
I will.
Okay, great. Yeah.
Okay. Kayamim asher nachu b'hem ha'yehudi me'oydehem v'ha'chodesh asher nehazach b'hem v'yegol l'simcha v'me'evel yom tov v'asot otam yimei yishtar v'simcha v'yishloch mano ish l'reihu v'matino l'avyonim.
Okay, so what's this saying? It's just telling us that we have now a day of Simcha, and the way we celebrate this day of Simcha is Mishloach Manos, Matanos Lev Yonim, Mishta, and then we also know Megillah. We're going to be focusing on the Mishta, Matanos Lev Yonim, and Mishloach Manos because Megillah is a separate category. The Simcha mitzvos are those three. Have you guys ever learned the Rambam on Halachic Simcha? I wish everyone learned it. So I'm really glad that we're doing that today, because I think everyone should learn it, and maybe you'll find that you've actually seen it before. And if not, now you have, and now you can share it. So the first Rambam brought is when he's talking about Matanos Lev Yonim, and if someone wants to read it, I can read it. Okay, thanks.
We talk about Adam Lahar, but the Matanos Lev Yonim,
Okay, great. So this Rambam, which maybe you have heard, and if not, you will now, that he says that if you only have a certain amount of money, you should spend significantly less or spend less on Mishta and Mishloach Manot, and you should spend the most on Matanos Lev Yonim, because there's no other simcha like as big as being able to be mesameach someone else. And you do that by giving them, by specifically a poor person or a ger or almana, these people who give tzedakah to, because their simcha when we get it is so huge, and that's how we achieve this mitzvah simcha. So the Rav, yes.
Just to interject for a second, I think the Rambam is presuming a function for why we're doing the mitzvot at all. I mean, there are different rationales given in the Rishonim why we should do any of these mitzvot. Some people say that we should have Matanot Lev Yonim as just a general form of tzedakah in general. Some people would say that...
What do you mean by, like, having it as a general form of tzedakah in general?
As in, like, it's very easy to be hedonistic and think only about your own personal simcha, but by having a mitzvah telling you that you need to think about other people's simcha as well, then you're not just having a hedonistic experience, but you're able to share it with others. But that's like one idea. Alternatively, you could say that the reason why we have Mishloach Manot and Matanot Lev Yonim is so that we have almost like a national suda, kind of a tikkun for all the crazy stuff that was happening with Ahasuerus' suda. And so, like, there really could be many different rationales why we're going in this direction and saying that we could have a mitzvah. Like, if you're talking about the Tamei mitzvot, there really can be multiple Tamei. But it's interesting how the Rambam is saying that the reason why you should give more matzah levinim is because it increases your simcha, implying that the reason for the mitzvah at all is the simcha.
You're, I think, touching a little bit on the direction that we are going to go, and it's actually, I may not have, I guess, framed it right. We're actually talking about the Rambam, as we're going to see in the later sources, is talking about what is simcha halachically, which I think a cool concept that we don't really talk about. It's less the Talmud Mitzvah of Matanos Levin, or more, if the goal is simcha, and I guess we're going to skip ahead a little bit to the Rav, who explains the Rambam, is if we're talking about how you have simcha, so what does that mean? So the Rav brings the two Rambams on bottom that, I guess, let's look at, just so we can see that this isn't the Rambam just talking about Matanos Levin. That's the point, that every time he talks about the mitzvah of simcha, it comes in this context, where the second Rambam on the page, given time constraints, let's do it outside, maybe? Or do you guys want to look inside?
20 minutes.
Okay. I don't want
to
see it inside.
Yeah. Okay.
You're hyping it up.
Let's look inside. It's long if anyone wants to read the second Rambam. We're going to skip the Rav right now, and we'll go back to it.
Okay. Shiva Yimei Pesach, Ushmana Yimei HaChag, Im Shar Yimei Yamim Tovim, Kulam Asurim Behesped V'tani, V'chayav Adam Liyos Behen Sameach V'tol Lev, Hu Ana V'ishto U'vnei Beito, V'chon
Okay, does anyone want to explain what they think the Rambam is saying?
What is the last bold word, kriso?
Yeah. Kriso, that's a great question. I was like, I don't know the exact translation. It's a negative thing. Yeah, it's I think materialistic. It's like anti. That's the great. That's the way to put it. It's hedonistic simcha, which is more the opposite of the mitzvah of simcha.
So basically, saying like kind of like what we were saying before, how like the greatest simcha is giving to other people, and if you're not, then you're not actually participating in simcha yom tov.
Yeah, they were saying this is the Rambam's idea of what is halachic simcha. It's a stronger point than that. It's that halachic simcha, we have this mitzvah of v'samachta b'chagecha, and the Rambam says, how do you accomplish v'samachta b'chagecha? You accomplish v'samachta b'chagecha by giving to someone else. It's saying, so if someone sits down at their Seder table and they lock the door and don't allow anyone in, they're going to fool themselves and say, oh, look, I'm myself. I have meat, I have wine, I have all this stuff. I just took out that part because it was really big. I have all these things that we see of you can't have a simcha without meat and wine. So I must be feeling the mitzvah of simcha. No. The mitzvah simcha is giving simcha to others, is sharing that simcha, is allowing other people to have it. You are not fulfilling the mitzvah of simcha. Even if you technically think you rationalize, your door is open, you need to be sharing with someone else. And I guess a step further that I heard by Yontif is, I want to say the Rambam says it, either someone paraphrasing the Rambam or someone else also says it, is that how could someone even conceive of sitting down to a Yontif table and not making sure someone else can make Yontif too? That's it should be to all of us that you can't even fathom that, because that's not making yontif. Making yontif is everyone is able to make yontif. So that's the second example. Now we see the Rambam brings up halachic simcha, and then the third is on the bottom, if someone wants to read it, talking about giving a shlamim or a chagiga. Okay, great, thanks.
כשיזבח אדם שלמי חגיגה ושלמי שמחה, לא יהיה אוכל הוא בניו ואשתו לבד, ויבנה שיעשה מצווה גמורה. אלא חייב לשמח העניים והעולמים, שנאמר, והליב והגר והיתום והאלמנה, מאכיל הכל ומשכן כפי עשרו. ומי שאכל זכה ולא שמח אלו אמו, עליו נאמר, זבחיהם כרחם עונים להם.
Which is the same passage we brought before. That's like, this is not the karbanos, where Hashem says, it's not the karbanos I want, because you're not doing this the right way. So I guess it's the third example that we're saying it's not just Natasa. It's the Rambam's being consistent. That the simcha, you're supposed to have simcha. I actually think I accidentally cut out the part of the halacha that says that you're supposed to have simcha when you give a shlamim. I'm sorry. But that having it with your family is not having the simcha. That a shlamim halachically you can share with anyone, and you have to share it with everyone according to the Rambam. So Rav comes on top and gives a question. I did not learn the Rav inside. If you want, we can learn it inside together, or we can have it. Okay. I hate reading Rashi's script. If someone else will want to read it,
I did not
read it together. Okay.
It's also Mari Kenem, which isn't the easiest.
Okay. The Haner Am Bar Midver Ramam the Kol Hinach Mitzvah the Suda Umishlach Manot Umatanot Lavionim Mitzvah Achat Hem the Ikar Dinam the Kulam Nechalim Tachat Hashem the Simchat Purim the Kulu Mishum Le
Lata
Lata Yeah Lata the Mitzvah Simchat the Purim the Suda He Vaday Guf המשתה והשמחה. וגם המשלוח מנות הוא חלק ממצוות הסעודה כדאורך ברמם שם שמנה למצוות משלוח מנות בגוף הסעודה כמו שפתח בתחילת ההלכה כיצד חובה הסעודה זו הוא מנה בה הסעודה שתי היין ומשלוח מנות עין שם. Should I just stop there for a second? I think just
okay.
Explain. It's going to continue a little bit. Also, I think he's saying that mishloach manot is considered like part of the mitzvah of the suda.
That they're all mitzvahs of the suda. That's just
and that's on the avenue.
I think that's where he comes up where that's why we're separating between three and one. This is the basis, the separation between
three
Megillah and then the other three.
Umimela he mishach sheicha name lemitzvah simcha hayom kisuda atzma v'gam atzno levyonim him mishum simcha purim me
guesses anyone
had ta'am I don't know gufa dehim simcha gdola u mifu'ara the mitzvah simcha he l'smach b'atzma v'l'smach acherim imo v'im ken hu dechtiv de milas hatzila. I don't actually know if that's it.
I figured out last night, but I don't remember what it is.
Adiva mikuhu לפי שאין שם שמחה גדולה ומפוארה אלא לשמח לב עניים. Something. מתנה לאביונים היא עיקר מצוות שמחה פורים.
Okay, so basically what the Rav is explaining is, I guess let's start with the Rav's question. The Rav's question, as I may have forgotten to say, this is based off of share by Rav Berzon on YU Torah. You can find it because going to my first point, there are very, very few shir on Matanos Levyonim. I'm like, totally, it's not going to be hard to find. That Rav brings up a question. He's like, okay, this is nice, great. What basis does the Rambam have? That he's saying, he's quoting halacha, this is not hashkafa, this is not, oh, happy, this is halachically spend more money on Matanos Levyonim. How exactly is he making that? Like, what, where is he, right, what's the basis that he has coming towards this? So, the Rav explains that, really, if we're looking at the Tam HaMitzvah, the Tam of all of the three mems that we talked about is for Simcha. That's what we want. We want Simcha on Purim. You see that from the Pasuk. These three bring us to Simcha. Therefore, if, basically the way I think about it, you want the most bang for your buck, and you don't have enough money to really celebrate all three, you're going, yes. You're going to get the most Simcha, and you're going to achieve the greatest amounts of Simcha from doing Matanos Levionim, and that's twofold. But the main, I think the point that Rav is bringing forward is that because here you yourself are going to be the Simcha, and that name are going to be the Simcha, and that is going to bring about the most Simcha, which, and then we also see that, and then which is slightly different, but I guess building on the Rambam, says that to get Simcha, you need to have Matan Tovonim, because that is giving Simcha, and also, and the Rav explained a little bit of also that you're also going to have the most Simcha, because you also will be the Simcha between this. And there's a further point brought in by the Nefesh HaChaim, but if you want to interrupt first.
So I have two questions. First of all, it sounds like we're doing a careful reading of the Pasuk, and that this is just a means of act. It's, we're doing, like, looking at the Pshutel Shel Mikra, and then that's the basis for the Halakha. So we're saying that the Pasuk is that this is a day where we use Nehav Hachlehem, Me'egon Simcha, where you went from agony to happiness, from mourning to a Yom Tov. So because we transitioned from Me'egon to Simcha, you're saying the goal is to achieve Simcha on Purim itself.
Yeah, because you may mishtav a Simcha.
Got it, okay. So
that's what the Rav is saying, the Rambam's basis for making this halachic.
So it's kind of like we have to, like, relive what they were living. So that's, so like the goal is, like, to just have as much Simcha as possible, okay?
I think so. That's how I'm understanding.
Okay. But the second question is that if it's all about giving, then you're still giving in other ways, though. Like, you're still giving if you're, you know, giving Mishloach Manos to somebody. You're still giving if you invite someone else over to your Susa. Like, just like you were saying before with the Korbanot, you know, you're giving to, you're still getting a lot of Simcha by sharing your Korban with someone, regardless of whether they're poor or rich.
Right. I just happen to have only focused on Matan Sev Yonim because I wanted to put it into a more confined thing, and because also the Rambam Dafka talks about inviting Aniyim because they will have the most Simcha. And I saw a source somebody else that I decided not to use, but that's basically saying because the same, talking about halacha of how much you can give, how much you should be giving Matan Sev Yonim, that let's say the $5 is going to be much more and bring an Ani to much more Simcha than a regular person. But all of these should be shared and all of these should be given, as you see from the Rambam, that his example of locking the door to people who don't have a yontif meal is not Simcha. So right, that's the exact point, except just not the topic, because I wanted to focus on Matan Sev Yonim.
Also, just a response, I feel like it's consistent in Torah a lot that, like, focusing on, like, Yeriyah Toma Amana is, like,
yeah,
the ideal twice or something like that.
Yeah, and then also because for the Rambam, he is focusing on Matan Sev Yonim. Versus, I guess, actually, I think I made a mistake for it, where he says the Suda-related mitzvot are Mishta and Suda, are Mishta and Matan Sev Yonim, and then there's also Matan Sev Yonim, oh my gosh, are Mishta and Mishloach Manot, and then the second part of the phrase of Mishta and Vesimcha is a Simcha is Matan Sev Yonim. So that Mishta could be more hedonistic, but Matan Sev Yonim isn't going to be hedonistic. So then a point of Burdan wrote up on the Rav's explanation of the Rambam is that this actually idea, a little bit, comes from Nefesh HaChaim, which was written by the Rav's grandfather of Chaim Soloveitchik, that he talks about the why the Nefesh was brought to the world to begin with. And I unfortunately don't have the source in front of us, so we'll do it outside, that why was the Torah brought into this world? It was to give to others. It wasn't to be self-fulfilling. It wasn't just to be selfish. That's not the purpose of the Neshama. The purpose of the Neshama is to do for others, is to provide for others. So therefore, this makes sense that the Rav explained the Rambam that what is the purpose of the Simcha? Because the Simcha is not for yourself. The Simcha is for others. So other people have that mitzvah. It's not, it's have that Simcha, and that it's faulty thinking to think, oh, if I'm the Simcha, that's I'm doing mitzvah. I'm solid. I'm golden. No, it's other people. That's the point of Simcha. So I guess we're going to branch off from the Rambam now just to bring it back to the title itself of getting drunk I'm giving. Actually, quick point before we get to the title itself. I Svas Emes, which I, if anyone knows the source, great. If not, I'm going to continue on my search for it. Is talking about giving, is talking about tzedakah. And he says, what? Okay, quick question. Why do we give tzedakah? Thoughts?
It's Matatio Dei.
Okay, yeah, that's the answer given in a Torah Tour from Torah.com.
Matatio Dei, like to emulate God.
Yes. Great, awesome. So basically, I'm going to sum it up and possibly not say what you want so I can get to my point. Is because Hashem told us to, because we want to emulate Hashem, because, right, basically it's a mitzvah, right? No. Parts of us, MS. That's not.
You know, the idea that if you have $100 to give, you should give $1 to 100 people because it's an act of giving.
That's awesome. That's absolutely true. So, going back, that's absolutely great. I didn't even think about that. This is, I guess, according to the Tosamas, it brings us back to the idea of how we get Simcha on Purim, is that when we give tzedakah, we're manifesting our love for Hashem, our love for His mitzvahs. We have this amazing amount of love and excitement and joy for Hashem in ourselves and need to manifest it. So when we give tzedakah, that becomes a manifestation of that. I'm interested to know why that doesn't apply to all mitzvahs and why Svas Emes only brings it up by tzedakah, if anyone has any ideas. But that by giving tzedakah, we increase our own simcha because we're manifesting that love for Hashem, and the ultimate way to do that is by giving tzedakah. So that's just more the point of, if we really want simcha on Purim, we can do it by giving tzedakah. And then to quickly sum up on the title, I'm going to be super outside, but email me, I can send you the link. I'm sure most of us have heard, like, all these psychological studies have been done that people who give are happier, and we know this, and psychiatrists have proved it. There's actually a study that, just mentioned it, wasn't loading.
The quilt maker's gift, by the way.
Okay. So, you know, there's actually a study that looked at people who gave tzedakah, or gave charity, whatever you want to put it, and the areas of the brain that lit up when you feel materialistic pleasure also lit up when they gave charity. And that it became that you could theoretically, why do we get drunk? People get drunk because it's materialistic pleasure. When you get drunk on something, it's materialistic pleasure, and then you have that pleasure, you want more of it. You have that pleasure, you want more of it. And it's actually saying by giving charity, you're encouraged to give more because you can literally psychologically get drunk on giving, and you feel the pleasure from giving, so then your brain wants to do it again. I'll send you the link of the article. Your brain wants to do it again, so psychologically you can actually get drunk on giving. And then halachic basis to this idea of getting drunk on giving, because, like, aren't we still supposed to get drunk on alcohol? And come Wednesday and find out to an active rise of it. But the Rebbe, in his Likutei Sichos on Purim, which I couldn't find the exact page, like I couldn't find it to put in the source sheet, basically comes from, I'm just going to read from my computer so I'm going to make sure you get it right, that there isn't, it actually isn't a mitzvah to get drunk on wine, but he proves from a different halacha about the Arba Kotos on Pesach, that Rav Yehuda Bar Eli taught that you have to drink before Kotos, even makes you sick. And he said, it's like, drink before Kotos, and then was so sick he couldn't drink again until Shavuos. So then the Shara Tshuva and others point out that he must not have had anything to drink on Purim, because then he wouldn't have been drinking before Kotos. So that halachically, you don't actually have to get drunk on alcohol. The Rebbe says, if you don't get drunk on alcohol, because for a reason, you can't, it's not going to bring you to the kind of drunkenness you're supposed to be having on Purim, which is one of Torah and Simcha, and if you're just going to become wasted in a wild mess, don't get drunk on that, get drunk on other things, get drunk on the other three mitzvahs. We have four different options. We can get drunk on the Torah, we can get drunk on the Matanos Levionim of giving tzedakah, we can get drunk on Mishloach Manot of sharing with our friends, we can get drunk on Suda, having a meal with our families, with our friends. That there are all these ways, because we get drunk to bring us to Simcha, and all of these ways get us to Simcha, and it doesn't just have to be through alcohol. And as we saw from the Rambam, if we really, really want to have the most amount of Simcha on Purim, we're going to choose another method also instead, however you choose to do that, of getting drunk, and we're going to be getting drunk on the simcha of giving stuff this Purim. Thank you so much. It is time for Bas.
Is simcha considered one of the mitzvahs of Purim, like on its own, or it's not?
I think how the Rebbe explains the Rambam, and I may be incorrect, is that it's a category. That's the point. It's accomplished through the four mitzvahs, but the point of the mitzvah, literally the time of the mitzvah, is simcha. So then I think you could say like it was. Maybe you could say it as like the mitzvah of Purim is simcha, and the mitzvah of Purim is simcha, and you accomplish it through these three ways.
It's just interesting because it says like it says over here like Yagon LeSimcha, like you said, and then when it's listing these three men, simcha specifically with mishta, and it like says this, so like you think it could be its own, and also like why is it connected to that one and not to that one?
Oh,
I mean, like mishta and simcha.
But wait, I think
wow, well done.
Like filmmaker's gift, it's like this kid is everything whenever he wants to like. And he wants this one like quilt that this old woman makes, but she's like, every time you give one possession away, I'll make you another patch of your quilt. And it like ends that like he gets so drunk on the giving, and he's so happy, and then he's left with nothing, and she gives the quilt, and like, so you should. Do you ever give this to children?
The giving tree also, because yeah. The tree gives everything she has, and right. She's still happy, right?
Yeah.
My mom always says thank you.
Yes, good. But you work with kids, you should feed them filmmakers' kids. Mm. Okay.
Awesome.